Hi, this is Ann Angelo Webb, the Animal Intuitive. This is the Animal Intuitive Show, where we have weekly episodes about animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy. I had such a great time talking with Robin Hood, who's a horse, and he demonstrates so well how just asking our pets about what they're thinking and feeling can really help us to increase their happiness and enrich their lives. And Robin Hood also talks about how he supports and encourages his human companions.
Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog.
He's wondering if he's supposed to be fulfilling a role, like if he has like a job, anything you want from him. He feels sort of like lost, like he doesn't know what his role is.
He's just retired, so he doesn't really have like a role. Like no one, we don't ride him. He can't be ridden. He's an older horse. He's like in his late 20s, early 30s. So I mean, his purpose really is just to like enjoy life and relax. And I know that sometimes that's not enough, but I don't know if that will help him because there's nothing else we could really do.
There is a sense in that of like a grief, a sadness about that. It feels like he's a kind of purposeful horse. Like he liked having a role. He says, even just taking me out, I see you holding him by like a lead, like walking him out, and just the walk feels like something with some kind of purpose and activity. He says he likes to chat. So I get this feeling of like you talking to him when you walk him. He likes that.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, he likes that. I feel like he's very much conversing with you.
Yeah.
He likes humor. Like I feel like he tries to encourage you with humor.
Yeah.
Like, make light of things.
Yeah, that's true. I've been bringing my mom there recently to hang out with him. I didn't know if he like had any messages for her at all.
You don't have to elaborate, but is she struggling with something, like either physically or otherwise? Because I feel like he's trying to encourage her. He says like light, like he's trying to show her look at light.
Yeah.
I'm asking him how he's doing that, like maybe so she could see it when it happens. He shows me him use his nose, like nudge her.
Yeah.
You can tell her that's him trying to encourage her.
Is there anything he needs from me? Anything more or less? Or I hear I can take him out more and give him more purpose, but anything else?
When you say that, shows me you put like a white flower up to his face. It's scents, like the sense of smell. It's uplifting to him. He might be another essential oils guy. You know, because that's a way to stimulate them.
I do put perfume on before I go.
Yes. Yeah. There's a connection there with what he's talking about. What kind of perfume?
Jo Malone poppy seed something.
Poppy
so
seed. Okay. So something kind of a natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Poppy seed. Yeah, it's like stimulation. He wants stimulation.
Any health issues on him?
He goes to teeth. It gets like a slight sensitivity. Get anything extreme, it just feels like that maybe they have gotten some kind of aging related like sensitivity. I mean, I'm sure you have the vet out and they'll, you know, if there's anything that they pick up on, but and depending on their openness, or you don't even have to say anything. You can just say, hey, how are his teeth?
Yeah.
There's something, too, I feel like, since we're talking about wanting that stimulation, the scent, that there may be something in that that's affecting his sense of smell. He takes me to his nose right after that. It could be why he's desiring the extra stimulation. So, yeah, just worth, like, having him. Just making sure they're thorough when they do that.
Please let me know below if this episode was helpful or if you have ideas for future episodes of the Animal Intuitive Show. If you'd like to talk to me about scheduling an animal communication consultation or taking classes, please reach out to me at Anne with an E at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. You can also go to my website. It's intuitivetouchanimalcare.com.
Rub my belly. Rub my belly.